Hello, and welcome back to another Power to Protect podcast. I'm your host, Colin Keegan, from the Data Protection Product Marketing team here at Dell Technologies. It's no surprise that IT cybersecurity budgets continue to increase, but what could be a surprise to many is that these investments may not be paying off. With the increase in IT complexity, the profusion of new tools, and the shortage of cybersecurity skill sets, how can you be sure that your cybersecurity infrastructure is always optimized, in adherence with best practices, and tuned appropriately to reduce your threat exposure? This is something that many IT planners are rightfully concerned with, given the distribution of workloads and data across on-premises and multi-cloud environments. Joining me today to discuss how organizations can get the deep insights they need to ensure their cybersecurity investments are working for them is Yaniv Valik, VP of Product Management from Continuity Software. Yaniv, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Cole. Great to be here.
So Yaniv, give the audience a little background on Continuity Software and your role there.
Sure. Continuity is a cybersecurity company founded by a team of storage and data protection experts. We develop unique knowledge and products that assist enterprises to manage the security posture of their storage and backup systems. In 2021, we collaborated with the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology to co-author the NIST Storage Security Guide. As part of my role as the head of products, I'm leading our StorageGuard solution for automated security and configuration management, compliance, vulnerability detection, and asset management for storage and backup systems, Dell and non-Dell.
Okay, thanks for that, Yaniv. So let's go ahead and get right into it. You know, we have some new research in market for the Dell 2023 GDPR report. And what's interesting is one of the early data points we've received is that 70% of organizations are concerned their backup data could become infected or corrupted, even with immutability and sound backup and recovery practices. You know, what do you make of that, Yaniv?
Well, frankly, Cole, I'm not surprised that many organizations feel that way. Cyber criminals target your backup data because they know if you can't recover data following a cyber attack, they got you exactly where they want you.
Yeah, right. From a ransomware perspective, they know that if they remove any ability for you to recover data from your backup data repositories, you're much more likely to pay the ransom, right, to get your data back.
Exactly. That's why it's important for organizations to have multi-layer defense to protect data from cyber threats. That way, if one measure fails, you still have another way to ensure your backup data is safe and secure.
Okay, so let's talk about that. You know, there was a great blog that you guys put out recently that went through all the different protection capabilities that organizations can layer into their environment to protect their data from cyber threats and what some of the potential gotchas are with each of these approaches. Let's start with something that we've heard a lot about from some data protection players in the industry, immutability.
Sure. Immutability was something that came to the market over 20 years ago to address financial regulation like SOX. It allows you to write a protected data copy to disk or tape and certify that it cannot be overwritten. In other words, it cannot be changed. Some people may remember it was referred to as WORM technology, which stands for write once, read many. Dell, for example, has a feature called retention lock, which is available with every PowerProtect DD system. With these features, customers can configure a DD storage volume with retention lock and make the data stored on that volume immutable or unchangeable. The benefit here is that once the data is made immutable, it is not possible to overwrite, delete, or change that data in any way.
Okay, so what are some of the vulnerabilities with immutability?
Immutability has weak spots. For example, care must be taken to make sure cyber criminals cannot fool the backup systems to believe time is passing more quickly than intended. This is often referred to as time zapping attacks, where the attacker manipulates insufficiently secure time synchronization configuration to trick the backup system into thinking that X number of years have passed and the period for immutability has expired, which then allows them to delete, alter, or encrypt the data. This is just one of many configuration best practices that must be applied for immutability to achieve its goal. Another threat is data poisoning. Cyber criminals may poison data before it is immutably backed up. This can be done, for example, by poisoning the source from which the backup is taken, poisoning data in transit, or by stealing backup admin credentials and tampering with backup jobs. Data theft is also a risk. Some of the biggest data hacks in the last 12 months were made through exploitation of the backup lane, which is often less secured and less monitored. Finally, what's even worse is that we often see organizations that purchase immutability features and then either don't activate the licenses or simply don't turn on the retention lock feature.
Okay, so let's hold that last thought, because I'm sure you're going to fill us in on how your offering can help organizations identify vulnerabilities, like an existing feature or configuration not being used in the environment. Let's talk about some other backup data sources. Many organizations snap and replicate data copies on primary storage. Isn't that an effective way to recover from cyber attack?
So as always, the answer is it depends. Snapshots are a great way to make point-in-time data copies for recovery, and they are often replicated to an off-site facility or to the cloud for DR purposes to help enable very fast recoveries. And many primary storage systems also have immutability features. But like the potential risk of backup admin credentials being compromised, the same thing can also happen with storage admin credentials. Also, one of the issues we often see is that server administrators sometimes have storage privileges where they can move and manage storage copies. A best practice is to keep control of storage copies with storage admins, because otherwise, if server credentials are compromised, so are the storage copies. You make it harder for cyber criminals if they have to get access to two different sets of credentials to gain access to their production data and its backup copies. In addition, storage admins typically configure snapshots to be automatically deleted when available space is nearly exhausted. Then, during a ransomware attack, when encryption fills up space, snapshots may be auto-deleted, leaving you without data copies for cyber recovery. But aside from that, if data is critical enough that you are setting an immutability flag to it, you probably should implement additional countermeasures to safeguard it.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you there, Yaniv. You know, one of the things customers have done for a long time is use tape and store it offsite in a vault. You know, that's an offline copy of data that is completely disconnected from the production network.
Of course, and tape still has a big role to play because it's a very cost-effective way to store data for long periods of time. The challenge is that if you have to retrieve tapes from, say, Iron Mountain or another facility, it is going to take some time to physically get those tapes before you can start a recovery. And the restore itself will require a long period of time. And frankly, certain systems have to be online very quickly. So another strategy is to create a digital vault that is logically air-gapped from your production network, where you can store backup copies on disk. That way, if you are hit with a cyber attack, you can recover using backup data from your digital vault rather than from a physical vault stored on tape.
Right. And as you know, our cyber recovery solution does just that. It moves the most critical data off the attack surface to an isolated digital vault that is logically air-gapped from the customer's production network. And the data is further protected with immutability. And then on top of that, we can run analytics against the data in the vault to check for the presence of malware and ransomware.
Right. So what you're describing is a multi-layered way of protecting the data from cyber threats. And certainly that, together with continuous configuration control and vulnerability scanning, gives the organization a very good way to reduce their exposure to risk. If the cyber vault is configured according to Dell security best practices and hardening guides, and according to prominent industry standards, and you do the same for your primary storage, then you're off to a good start.
Okay, so let's talk about how even with all the increased investments in cybersecurity, cyber resiliency, and this push now by organizations to gain more zero trust capabilities, that you can be more exposed to cyber threats than you realize.
Yes. I think the fundamental issue is that as IT complexity increases and data continues to become more distributed across edge, core, and multi-cloud, the chances of storage and backup infrastructure to be misconfigured or simply key features not being activated increases quite dramatically.
Yeah, and certainly with the shortfall in IT skill sets, you know, particularly with respect to cybersecurity, that only adds to these risks.
Absolutely, and that is what StorageGuard is designed for. StorageGuard scans your entire primary storage, backup storage, and cyber recovery vault to quickly identify where there are protection and cybersecurity gaps in your environment that could be exposing you to risk, such as misconfigurations, vulnerabilities, configuration drifts, and non-compliance issues.
Well, that sounds pretty comprehensive. Can you provide some more details on what specific configurations and infrastructure components StorageGuard performs its analysis on?
Yes, happy to do so. StorageGuard focuses on a wide range of areas, including authentication, authorization, administrative access, encryption, anti-ransomware, malware protection, to mention a few.
So let's drill down into that a bit. Can you tell us more about how StorageGuard handles anti-ransomware features specifically?
Certainly. StorageGuard ensures that anti-ransomware features are enabled and configured correctly. This involves checking aspects like ransomware detection and isolation, anomaly detection, user behavioral analysis, antivirus scanning, dual authorization, and other best practices.
Well, that's probably quite thorough on the anti-ransomware front. How about access and privileges related to data volumes and shares? How does StorageGuard verify those?
Good question. StorageGuard verifies that data volumes, exports, and shares are configured with restricted access and privileges. It also ensures things like the retention lock period, retention lock mode, and that other parameters are set accurately, alongside verifying secure time synchronization, access control lists, and role mapping.
Okay, so just switching gears a bit, with a variety of industry standards like NIST and HIPAA, how does StorageGuard ensure compliance across different sectors?
StorageGuard verifies that storage and backup systems are configured according to various recommendations and guidelines. These might be specified in security best practices, hardening guides, or ransomware protection guidelines from storage and backup vendors, and also in accordance with global standards like NIST, CIS, ISO, PCI DSS, NERC, HIPAA, and many more.
Well, it's pretty impressive. You know, with over 3,000 checks in the StorageGuard repository, how does it prioritize or categorize them for different users or businesses?
That's one of the features we're quite proud of. StorageGuard allows users to choose the best practices they wish to comply with and automates pass-fail reporting. It highlights gaps, prioritizes risks, and even performs automated remediation, making it a customizable and user-friendly tool in maintaining cyber resilience.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it seems like StorageGuard is not just about identifying vulnerabilities, but also, you know, really can play a vital role in an organization's cyber resiliency strategy. Can you elaborate on how it aids in enhancing existing data protection tools and capabilities?
Absolutely. StorageGuard enhances cyber resiliency by increasing the usage and adoption of existing data protection tools and capabilities. It helps users get more value out of the current investment in ensuring that all configurations and systems are not just up to par, but also tailor-fitted into their specific needs and compliance requirements.
Okay. Can you also explain what infrastructure components are analyzed by StorageGuard and how it works?
StorageGuard supports the vast majority of enterprise storage and backup products, including Dell and non-Dell. It covers the various technologies, including data protection, block storage, NAS, object storage, cloud storage, SAN, hyperconverged, and others as well. It uses an authenticated or credential scan without using any agents, which allows it on the one hand to perform a comprehensive analysis, but at the same time to keep the deployment extremely simple so you can get results within an hour.
You know, with all the changes that are constantly taking place in data centers and at the edge and across, you know, multiple public clouds, I really like the idea of a tool that can quickly analyze your environment and point out where there are gaps and vulnerabilities. It almost seems inevitable that with all the complexity in IT today, you're going to miss something along the way. So StorageGuard looks like a really interesting way to keep your finger on the pulse of your data protection and cybersecurity environment.
That's exactly right. You know, our customers have made very big investments in primary storage, backup storage, and cybersecurity. And of course, they expect those investments to be there for them, not only when there is a cyber attack, but frankly, for any downtime event where data recovery is critical.
It really almost seems like a must-have technology these days with the rise in IT complexity, you know, the shortfall in IT skill sets, and of course, the increase in cyber threats.
Yes, we are seeing a lot of interest from our joint customers. In fact, we are a Dell EDC partner, so Dell sellers and Dell channel partners can deliver StorageGuard as a value-added solution.
Well, you know, you're talking to someone who was a channel partner for many years and then sold with channel partners. I can tell you that this offering gives our sellers a way to have conversations with key IT decision makers in any organization because, you know, as you know, Yaniv, cybersecurity is something that is not only top of mind for IT folks, it goes all the way up to the boardroom. So if you have something that can reduce business risk and help simplify operational management from a cybersecurity and data protection perspective, it will get a lot of attention.
It's a great opportunity for our joint sellers to offer StorageGuard as an offering to complement their primary storage, data protection, and cyber recovery opportunities. They can help customers reduce risk and protect their investments with a unique offering that sets them apart from the competition.
Yeah, you know, I have to think that if customers can see this firsthand in their environment, the solution could almost sell itself. Do you have a trial program where customers can scan their environment to see what StorageGuard discovers?
Of course. We offer a free trial of StorageGuard. Just visit our website to sign up for a trial or contact your Dell representative. In addition, We're always delighted to engage in a conversation about storage and backup security. So don't hesitate to contact us if you'd like to go deeper, seek an advice, or wish to learn more about our technology.
All right. So for our listeners, if you want to learn more, go to continuitysoftware.com and you can learn more about the product and also look to see where you can actually start one of these trial demos. Yaniv, this has been a very informative podcast. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Cole.
My pleasure. And I'd like to mention that the founder of Continuity Software, Gil Hecht, will be appearing on theCUBE in December with our data protection leadership team. So be sure to keep an eye out for that on dell.com/data protection. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on our Apple Podcast channel, where you can also find more of our podcasts. Our podcasts are also available on Spreaker. Also, be sure to visit dell.com/data protection for additional information about PowerProtect appliances and software, as well as all of our data protection solution offerings. This is Colin Keegan signing off. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to come back soon for another Power2Protect podcast.